goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last old log that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
And it's a very good morning to Jaden Forster. Welcome to the working week. Of course, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. How are you, Jaden?
Pretty good, thank you, Dave. Good morning.
And getting a bit of a tongue twister there for me on a Monday morning, obviously, Celebrity Lane. That sounds better. Yes, it does. Look, before we go any further, before we get to it and exactly what's been happening, of course, you would know that No Time to Die, the 25th James Bond film, has been released finally. Who's your favourite James Bond over the years?
Well, maybe a little bit controversial, but I'm a Pierce Brosnan type of person. Die Another Day is a very big favourite of mine, but yeah, Pierce Brosnan is my favourite James Bond.
Pierce Brosnan, okay. Showing your age, you're a young fella, aren't you?
I am slightly a little bit younger than your good self, but yeah, I appreciate all of the James Bond movies personally. But yeah, between sort of Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan, it would be my sort of top two anyway.
And notice he didn't mention Timothy Dalton at all there. Mine's Sean Connery, but anyway, let's get to the serious stuff. I mean, not that 007 is not serious, of course. Look, Britney Spears, free, finally, free from her conservatorship.
Yeah, after nearly 14 years, she's finally a free woman, an independent woman, I guess we could say now, once and finally in control of her life and her body, for that matter, given what we've heard playing out in the court over the last couple of months after a judge on Saturday morning, very early Saturday morning, our time, about 9:30, terminated that conservatorship of hers. And without any form of opposition from her family or anybody else for that matter. We're actually yet to hear from her family officially yet. Of course, we know her father, Jamie, denies any wrongdoing on his part, but there is very much a push on from Britney's supporters, from the whole people behind the sort of Free Britney movement, for her to take up legal action against her father. It's unclear really at this point in time if she'll go down that rabbit hole, but it's certainly something that she has suggested in the past. So if that happens, it will now be her choice, as is whether or not she decides to return to the spotlight or whether she decides to opt for a more quieter life and relax and enjoy life.
I'm actually wondering if you're right about that. The quiet life might be the thing she's looking for, to be honest.
Well, yeah, it will be a massive adjustment for her, you know, a massive transition from suddenly being from, for say, 14 years of not having any control essentially over her life, as we've heard, to now being in control of her life, her body, and an $80 million estate. You know, there will be people around her who can take her through that particular process. But yeah, you hope that going forward, she can stay healthy and she can stay safe, and I guess that will be the priority of her now. Fiance, you can expect wedding bells pretty soon. We know her wedding dress is getting made as we speak, so it will be, hopefully, she will have the necessary people around her to support her through that process.
Okay, fair enough. Look, some sad news, of course, but the funeral, Bert Newton, of course, being laid to rest. The funeral,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, on Friday that took place, and a private burial late on Friday afternoon out at a cemetery in Springvale here in the city. So following that particular service at St. Patrick's Cathedral on Friday. Fittingly, I think for Bert, because of the state funeral arrangements there, he had a police escort from the church out to his final resting place at the cemetery there in Springvale. A very sort of morbid, somber weather conditions on the day weather-wise. I know there were some minor sort of logistical issues with actually preparing the actual plot, but look, it all came together in the end, and now Paddy and the rest of the family can try and begin to move forward, I guess.
And that's the whole thing. It is about the family. We get, you know, because everyone feels so close to, especially someone like Bert Newton, but you've got to spare a thought for the family. Just stop and think, he is a family man, and that's what kept him going all those years.
Yeah, well, that's right, you know, and I think probably only Paddy and the rest of the children, both Lauren and Matthew and their grandkids, will probably be the only ones who really know the real Bert, because every time he was out there, even if he was with friends sort of thing, not to say that he was putting on a persona or anything, but there was always sort of a degree to him that he wasn't really the full self that he was behind closed doors, where he was able to laugh and crack a joke and everything without sort of any fear of sort of controversy or criticism or anything like that. Not that he necessarily cared about that anyway, but more so in the later days. But yeah, they are a family. and they will be hurting. And now I guess they start to move forward and plan their life without both her husband and also without their father and grandfather.
Yeah,
and great-grandfather.
Tough times ahead. Just quickly, Channel 7 has confirmed the upcoming Adele concert and interview. When's this going to happen?
Yeah, 7 o'clock Sunday night on Channel 7. It's not live or anything. It was filmed in Los Angeles a short time ago, but it will go to air on Sunday night on Channel 7. It's very much a concert. It's a two-hour thing, big hits, all of Adele's biggest hits and her new music as well, and an interview component with Oprah set in her rose garden. But look, you know, don't expect the same thing we saw with Harry and Meghan. There are legal limitations on what Adele can discuss stemming from her divorce and other things like that. It will touch on life after her divorce and her weight loss and everything, but nothing controversial like we saw with Harry and Meghan.
We're talking Oprah, so there might be, there'll be some hard-hitting questions there, undoubtedly.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's probably... I'm interested in the concert, to be honest. That's the big thing for me. Look, as usual, great to have your company, and we'll talk again in a few days' time, Jaden.
Thanks, Dave.